This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, do it. Don't do it now. Write it down. Do it later, whatever. I don't write it down, right? Okay. How 1950s of me. Anyway, no, seriously, folks, write it down. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Christmas is 6 weeks away. Yeah, I know. It scared the crud out of you. Somebody said you know, it's only 45 days away. I'm like, wow. That is like right around the corner, okay? Do not wait to December 18th to order your stuff. Right? To order Christmas gifts. Don't be one of those guys. Right? If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70% off all kinds of stuff. They got 2-for-1 deals. You know, buy one, get one free. You got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress toppers, mattress covers, towels, slippers. I mean, this is real. You'd be surprised. If you head over there, you'll be surprised what's for sale on that site. But the beauty behind this, remember, Mike Lindell, he is fighting, I don't know any other way to put this, he's fighting for the same things you and I are fighting for. The only difference is he's got more money than we do. And, you know, help him. Help me. Help him. And what I mean by that is that when you buy product there, right, I get a small percentage of the cut, obviously, for you ordering it there. He gets to use the money that he makes, the profits that he makes, not only to keep the plants open and to keep people working and that kind of thing, help people make sure they're paying their taxes and such, but he actually gets to go fight alongside you, or, you know, lead the charge, if you would, to be able to get some of these things done. He has spent millions and millions of his own money fighting against the tyranny that you've seen rise up in this country. The tyranny that our founding fathers knew was going to happen. I mean, think about it. Right, I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, do you really think our founding fathers ever really thought that our, it's not just our people, our citizenry, but did you ever really think that they thought that the House, the Congress, the Senate, the presidency wouldn't care about patriotism, wouldn't care about the symbols that remind us what made this country great? You know, I mean, Harvard students right now, they tore down the U.S. flag there at Harvard. Does anybody know what Harvard was? What it was supposed to be? What it was meant to be? You guys should look that up as a non-college project. Seriously. What did I say? We were fighting South African apartheid. That's what we did. That's according to a speaker in the crowd. He said they put up the African National Congress flag in its place. Right? The students chanted that there's only one solution. An infantata revolution. I mean, there's something wrong with these people. They're going to the college. Think about something. They're going to the college of their choice with the money that their mom or dad, uncle, aunt, grandfather, grand, or whoever made because of capitalism, because of this country, because they wouldn't be able to do it anywhere else. And those rich people, you know, the Saudis and others, where do they send their kids to go to medical school? Where do they send their kids to go to law school? All of this. Many of them used to send, I don't know if they still do, our education system has, you know, been flushed. But many of them send them here to this country. Must be something right here. But it's just, like I said, it's hilarious. They go to a school that's protected by U.S. dollars. Protected because of the U.S. flag. You know, it's U.S. soil. They're doing what they're doing. They're protesting. They're doing the things that they're doing because of the freedoms afforded them because of this country. But yet, don't you love this? But yet, they're all in for Palestine. They're all in for Hamas. You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't know what it's going to take to get them to understand. You know, the LGBTQ community, go ahead, get on the plane, paint the plane rainbow colors. Say, you know, and put a tag on it, queers for Hamas, gays for Hamas. Go ahead and try to land at their airport. There'll be bits and pieces of you all over the place. They will shoot you out of the sky before they allow you to land there. Because you're not just an infidel. You are the epitome of sin. You are, in their mind, you are the evil personified. And you have to go. You have to be killed. You speak against Christians who, though don't agree or don't accept your lifestyle, wouldn't kill you. Tell me this is not a sickness. Tell me that you're not confused. As much as, even if I don't, even if I look at you and say, you know, I don't know, homosexual acts are against God's word. God says they're an abomination to him. But you know what? I'm not allowed to hurt you. Even if I don't agree with it, even if I'm mad that you're sitting against my God, I'm not allowed to hurt you. Think about that. The other side, grab two other people and throw you off a building. That's who you're protecting. Aren't you brilliant? Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus joins us after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the solution. Hey, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Anyway, let me bring him on. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of PJI, that's Pacific Justice Institute, where, you know what, they help defend your religious rights. They help defend, well, they help defend your rights, period. And, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Always appreciate being on your program.
You know, Brad, they're going to ruin another thing. I don't know if you heard about it. I mean, I love starting your day off so great or what have you. But apparently Now, the Macy's Day Parade is going to have a non-binary and transgender extravaganza theme. And, you know, because nothing says Thanksgiving like non-binary and transgender. Are these corporations that much out of touch?
Yeah, that's the Macy's Parade. That's their theme.
Yeah. The Macy's Parade will be a non-binary and transgender extravaganza. Now, that may not be the official theme, but when you look at the entries, I'm not even going to say some of these entries are amazing.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in New York at that time, you know, just, you know, I know Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, fire from heaven doesn't happen all the time, but I think I'd rather be out of that town.
I don't think God ever said he wouldn't do that again. You know, I mean, we have volcanoes everywhere that are starting to erupt. So
yeah, you know, in Pompeii, you know, maybe we'll know that. You know, it's famous. It got buried by ashes. But what they don't tell you in history is that Pompeii was the mega Las Vegas capital for the whole Roman Empire. It was just totally, sex was the total industry. It's where everyone went. It was known for it. And it just so happened to be the one that ended up being buried by ash and fire. But, you know, so I don't know about New York, but, you know, I don't think I'll be there when that parade happens, because that's just like shaking its fist at the laws of nature and nature's God, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they don't care. They just don't care. It's amazing. All right. So I don't know if you recall this, but quite a few months ago, you were telling me about a story about the postal worker who took the job because he was free on Sundays, and he was a devout Christian, and that's, you know, he was going to church on Sundays or what have you. And then, you know, the Postal Service, signed contracts for Amazon, and now they had to work Sundays. Is this coming back to you now?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. The Supreme Court ruled on this, yes.
Apparently, yes, Scopus ruled on it today. You want to comment?
The Supreme Court made it really clear in their decision that the Postal Service had an obligation to reasonably accommodate his sincerely held religious beliefs, you know, absent an undue burden or hardship. And the key was, what is an undue burden or hardship? Is it just a mere inconvenience, or is it more than that, a substantial cost or expense? In the past, the court says, well, if the employer can just show just a mere inconvenience, that's enough to be an undue burden or hardship, and you can discriminate it as much as you want against these people of faith and Christians. Well, this Supreme Court says no. The law, it says undue burden or hardship. That's more than just a minor, above inconvenience or de minimis harm. No, that is a substantial cost or expense that they have to pay in order to accommodate. And the Postal Service didn't show it. They can't show it. And they ruled in favor of this postal worker, but it has major ripple effects across the country. We have dozens of cases right now that are positively impacted, where we're representing employees in the workplace who've been purged from their jobs because of their faith, whether it's because of pronouns, you know, not wanting to see certain pronouns in violation of faith, or not wanting to take a very controversial, now medically potentially very harmful vaccinations for COVID. Now we've got even stronger cases for them after they lost their job and there was no reasonable attempt to accommodate them, much less a showing of any substantial cost or expenses.
Yeah, again, it's even more than he. How many employees in that area for the Postal Service, how many would have jumped all over that? I am sure that everybody who works for the Postal Service are not devout Christians, you know. So I'm sure. I'm sure there would have been a way for them to put somebody else in that position. That's really right. What frost my buns, right?
Yeah, that's also, you're absolutely right. I mean, there was the efforts were, you know, minimal in terms of finding someone to take his place on Sunday versus Saturday, and that's a very reasonable thing to expect to be able to do. But this Postal Service, the government, one thing, this is a government entity.
That's true.
Yeah. If it was private sector, frankly, I'd be a little more surprised. Private sector, generally speaking, in the past, have been more tolerant towards people of faith. The government, state, local, federal, are the ones who proved to be the biggest bigots and hate mongers and discriminatory against Christians and Jews and people of faith. It's just a fact. It's just what I've seen over the last 30 years of handling cases. You know, the ugliest of cases seem to always come from the government. And unfortunately, you know, the Postal Service, it is a part of the government. And I think that's maybe why we saw so much unreasonableness towards this postal worker. But now the tide has turned, and now the Postal Service and everyone else, private and public sector, is now on notice. You need to reasonably accommodate and don't engage in purging people from their jobs because of their faith. Not in the United States of America. You're not going to get away with it.
Yep. All right, so my home state of Massachusetts, another stupid thing, but I teed off some of my listeners the other night because they have decided they changed their flag rules, and so they are going to allow the Palestinian flag to be flown for, I don't know, what is 30 days or whatever, in one of their parks. And it's a park where they pretty much allow any flag to be flown pretty much for any situation, I'm sure. And I said, look, you either believe in freedom, freedom of speech and what have you, or you don't. And, you know, when you start regulating, these are from people on the right. I said, when you start regulating that, then you're no different than they are. They want to regulate you, and this is what you can say and what you can put up and what you can talk about. You're basically pushing for the same thing. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're correct. If the flagpole is used by everyone and they just, you know, first come and they have to sign up for it and to have their flag up, and they can't, then the government can't discriminate on what flag goes up, what messaging goes up. Then we're dealing with state censorship, especially when it comes to religious speech and religious expression. You know, and frankly, you know, it's good for people to be aware.
Hold that thought. Sorry. When we come back, you can finish the thought because I still want to know about this. I want you to tell everybody how right I am. We'll be back in a minute.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The White House confirms that Hamas operates within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
Patients are trapped due to ongoing fighting and bombardment. A coalition of senators from both parties is putting forth a resolution cautioning Iran against escalating the conflict in Gaza. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains that the resolution encourages the U.S. to respond with military force if Americans are harmed by Iranian-backed factions in the Middle East. A collision on Interstate 70 in Ohio this morning has left three people dead and over a dozen others injured. The incident occurred when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students east of Columbus. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get informed, then get engaged, get involved, make a difference. You make a difference by opening your mouth. That's how you make a difference. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, I'll let you finish your flag story in a second, but not until you tell people about PJI and how they can help.
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we do our work all without charge, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We have 36 offices in more than 26 states, coast to coast. We do all, you know, and we're here. And if people want assistance, they'd like to financially support our work on a one-time or monthly basis. It's completely tax-deductible. Or they like to look at our newsletter, get a free copy of our newsletter, the Legal Insider. They can just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
You know, guys, I've been dealing with Brad and PJI for, God, years. I bet you we look back, it's coming up in almost 10 years. And I got to tell you something, never complaint, love what they do. People have reached out from the show to get help from them, and they're a great help. Check it out. And then you go to the donate button, because you always ask me what you can do to help. What, you know, what are we going to do? Who do we, great organization, because you know what they're doing. You can check out what they're doing. So, Brad, God bless you for what you're doing. We were talking about the town that's allowing the Palestinian flag to be flown. They just issued a permit the other day. And, frankly, if you want freedom of speech, this is one of those things you have to put up with, yes?
You're correct. You know, it's as Thomas Jefferson might have said, he said, I may not agree with what a man might say, but I will die for his right to say it. That's why we have the free speech clause, not to protect popular speech, but to protect speech that many people may find offensive, the displaying of a flag representative of pro-terrorism and anti-Semitism and massive extermination of the nation of Israel. Yeah, that's still free speech. They signed up to have that flag, that PLO, Palestinian flag, which is what it stands for, to be flown. They can do that so long as they don't discriminate against also the Israeli flag, Jewish flag, Christian flag, and other flags. That's where we get more concerned. But I will say this. In a way, it's sort of beneficial for our society to allow these extreme fringe expressions because it's a wake-up call. You know, if I lived in a community that had a pro-terrorist, racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic individual or group in it, and I'd want to know about it. And one way is, you know, I'd look at that flag and I'd say, oh, I guess we have those kind of people in our community. I need to get more involved. I need to, you know, maybe find out who they are and befriend them and convince them to, you know, to realize that, you know, what they're doing is not healthy and it's not beneficial to anyone.
So is there ever a time, you know, because right now a lot of people consider the Palestinian flag, you know, a flag of hate, almost akin to the Nazi flag. But could you actually turn down the Nazi flag if you allow other flags up, the permit is put up, could they refuse?
No, they couldn't. And the PLO flag is the equivalent of a Nazi flag in the eyes of Jews. In fact, in many ways, it's worse. The Nazis were willing to, you know, to surrender, you know, and the Nazi movement died and the people turned the other way and realized one way or the other, they and their children that they were wrong. Unfortunately, the Palestinians and their vitriol and their hate is not just a cultural thing. It's a religious thing.
Oh, yeah.
It goes way back. It's generations. It's a part of their religion, their beliefs, their purpose, their existence, to hate the Jews, to kill the Jews, to annihilate the Jews, and exterminate the Jews. That is what they stand for. And people say, well, Brad, you're sounding awfully extreme. Well, let's take a look at it. The Fatah in the West Bank, Israel offered them and the Gaza, this is back in the 70s with the Yasser Arafat, offered them to have total, complete independence on one condition, that they simply acknowledge Israel's right to exist and recognize the nation of Israel. They refused. They still refused. This has been their mantra from the beginning. Their purpose is not autonomy, not the two-state solution. Their purpose, unanimous, overwhelming, united, is the death and extermination of Israel and the Jews. That is who is occupying Gaza, not just the Hamas, but the people who elected the Hamas in 2005. Polls have been taken that they overwhelmingly still support Hamas and what Hamas wants to do with the Jews. The children are trained in Gaza on killing the Jews. So they are dangerous people, and that's the reason why Egypt and every one of the surrounding Muslim countries have all said adamantly, we don't want them, we won't take any of them, we don't care what happens to them, because these are such radical people, they're even dangerous for our Muslim countries. In Islamic states, that's and yet they're being demanding on Israel, saying, "Oh, cease fire and just allow them to exist." Even though we see them as dangerous ourselves, so dangerous, we won't let one single one of them into our country as a refugee.
Just amazing. All right, I'm going to let you take off with some of the issues that you've got going on, but in generality, I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump, okay, and the court cases he has going on. You're seeing more and more things crop up. You've got a judge there in New York City. Now you're finding out more and more about him and some of the things that he's doing, and he's almost acting in a Gestapo-ish manner with these gag orders and other things that I find interesting. And what you're seeing in some of the issues, whether it's there or down in the one in D.C., do you see a wide room for appeals on these?
Yes, there will be appeals. Those appeals, these are state courts, unfortunately. So that means they'll go through the state court system to the state Supreme Court. Well, some of these state Supreme Courts are a bunch of cronies. They're political hacks, like the New York Supreme Court. Georgia. There's some problems there, we've got some definite, issues, D.C., of course, that's very, very problematic. So moving forward, I think it's, you know, it's very difficult. And, you know, I think what Trump, we're going to see Trump doing is show resistance, not intimidation, but resistance. I can see him, I understand, you know, he's violating the gag order, the latest gag order. Yep. I can see him continuing to do that because he has every right to call out the corruption, the bias, the absolute fraud of the prosecutors, their tactics, and the judges. Defendants should have a right to call out those who are accusing them for the sake of making sure that they have adequate due process and they're not foiled from making their defense, both in the court and outside the court.
So I
think
Trump
is going to push that.
But that's what I want to push, or not push back on you, but that's what I want to try to say to you, is everybody says this, these are state issues, but if the judicial process isn't followed, if his rights, his freedom of speech rights, you know, are being squelched, can he not take that to the federal level?
Oh, yes. That can go to the Supreme Court, for that matter, but absolutely, because those are constitutional rights. So the extent to which constitutional rights could be free speech, could be his right to run for office without being unfairly fettered by political hacks with black robes pretending to be equal, you know, fair judges. That's also a federal issue. Due process is another one where, you know, he is in the process denied the ability for an adequate to defend himself, to make his points, to have fairness in court, a right to a speedy trial. You know, all these things are things that do have federal remedies. However, the most important, which is the court issues of whether he violated some state law, and they're factual issues, that's pretty much going to stay in the state courts,
right,
up to the state Supreme Court. And if that happens and he is put behind bars, the American people know, the polls show, the American people know this is just a political hack job. And if this happens to him, we are going to see a furor that we have not seen since the Civil War, with ramifications possibly parallel to that of the Civil War.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that the leftists, with their corruption, understand the fullness of what they're doing and the ramifications that we could be facing.
I think maybe the rank and file doesn't quite have a clue. They're being fed by CNN and MSNBC. But I think the higher-ups know exactly what's going on. We've got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad when we return.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and just really having a good time. And Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, protecting your rights, yours and others, across the country. And, Brad, we were talking about, you know, the Trump, what's going on with Trump. And I'm really, really concerned that you know, even though it's state issues, I see them stepping all over federal laws and constitutional laws. And if they win this, this is going to have some real, this will have some real long-term effects, and not good ones either.
Right. What it can do in the end is it can send a message to people who have either homes or businesses in other states, basically successful people like Trump, who we want in leadership, who've proven their competency in leadership. It basically sends a message to them that if you run for office and you're not of the leftist party, the Democrats, and you have just one office, branch office in one of our blue states, then we can do, find a liberal hack judge, like this happened with Trump, find a liberal hack district attorney, Soros appointee or someone else, and we can sue you. We can bring these actions against you. We can gag you so you can't talk about these issues in your campaign. We can defeat you and put you behind bars. And we'll do it only because you're running for office and we don't like you, which is everyone knows that's exactly what's happening to Trump. You know, the issue of fraud and as far as the loan matter, this has never been brought against anyone ever in New York history.
So one of the things you always,
there were no victims.
One of the things that you've taught me over the years, exactly, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, is the somebody has to be hurt. Something has to be lost. There has to be a negative effect of some kind. Nobody, in these cases, absolutely nobody has been hurt, correct?
No, actually the opposite. Everyone benefited. The banks, they all benefited from the loans. They all got paid back. There were no injuries, no victims anywhere. And so no one has ever been prosecuted in these circumstances. And we know the full reason is because of, well, actually what the district attorney said when she was running for office. I'm going to find a way to get Trump. I pledge I'm going to find a way to get Trump. That's what she ran on. And now that's what she's doing. And it's obvious and it's blatant. And the judge presiding is a leftist hack. And his reputation, his past political actions, what he said in the past, he should have recused himself. But he's all a part of the scam. And they think, you know, their basic strategy was that the American people are naive. We're going to do this. And people are going to, you know, just assume, well, he must be guilty. He must be guilty. But they saw through it. Alan Dershowitz, the famous liberal professor from Harvard, he saw through it. He's written a whole book outlining the scam that's taking place and his outrage in it. And so I think that we're going to see this backfire, hopefully. But if they get away with it, make no mistake, it sends a loud message to anyone that is not a part of their party that if you run for office and you have any house, business, or in any blue state anywhere, you're toast, and you're going to have a risk of being put behind bars for bogus reasons. That is what they have now turned the courts into. It's a atrocity, and I think we may need a constitutional amendment to allow for the Supreme Court to intervene on matters dealing with such fraudulent prosecutions involving candidates running for federal office.
Yeah, it's disheartening to think that we're becoming more and more like Russia every day, right? I mean, this is how bad it's getting. This is how crazy it's getting. And should not be like this by any stretch of the imagination. Just amazing to me. All right, you had a couple of issues you want to talk about. Hopefully we can get them in.
Well, dealing with the students at universities, I want to talk about that. It's not, you know, initially we thought, well, it's just going to be Harvard. And these kids are quickly going to learn their lesson that saying being anti-Semitic and saying racist, bigoted, hate language, wanting to, you know, to exterminate Israel and all the Jews in it is not going to take you anywhere. Unfortunately, this, as you know, Joe, has spread and is all our major universities all across America. Have these hate-filled, bigoted, racist thugs, anti-Semitic thugs. Many of our you know, Muslim students with student visas from other countries here shouting out to you know, extermination of Israel and hate towards the Jews. So this is very alarming. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute, first off, we have made it really clear. We've come out and we said that we will represent and defend every single Jewish student who is threatened or harassed by either the students because of their Judaism or the professors. You know, Columbia University has over 100 professors who signed off to justify the terrorist Hamas brutal atrocities to humanity, horrific murderous acts. Over 100 of Columbia University professors signed their names in support of the Hamas, defense of the Hamas and their actions. That is how sick and demented Columbia University is. But not just Columbia. Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Stanford, you name it. They have occupied and they're permeating our universities, these professors, with these radical ideologies of hate towards Jews. And what I propose, and I think, you know, the Biden administration won't do it. He's a gutless, you know, person as far as leadership in this regard. But I do believe if Trump is elected, I would support federal legislation removing all visas and from any student who is advocating the annihilation, death, or extermination of any people group, including Jews. I think that's a signal that we are headed down a dangerous track if we allow that to continue, just like Nazi Germany didn't sound the alarm bell soon enough, and we know what happened there. So, and then in addition, university presidents should not just, you know, finally come out and say, yeah, you know, we don't agree with this. No, no. They need to pull the visas, they need to pull the scholarships and admittance of every single student who has been caught publicly yelling out from the river to the sea, calling for the extermination of Israel and every Jew in it. They need to be removed from campus, and if they're an exchange student, they need to be sent back to their country. And we need to send a loud message to the world that that is not American and has no place in the United States of America. Unfortunately, I have yet to see one single university dean or president have the character and the conviction to take that kind of action, which is a basic no-brainer for university deans who actually believe in what our Constitution stands for and the integrity of a truly free nation.
Yeah, we were just talking about this a few minutes ago, and it's just amazing. Like, you know, Harvard got a letter. I want to see where they go with it, but Harvard just got a letter and notification that there are over 1,600, benefactors, if you would, that have said that they are pausing their donations until, Harvard squelches, not squelches free speech, but squelches the hate speech against Israel. And so we'll see where that goes. But, you know, these universities have magnificent, war chests, if you would, you know, dowries that they have that they can pull from. So I don't know how much this is going to move them and or shake them. And remember what Harvard originally, what that college is all about. I mean, people forget why that college even started and what it was all about.
Yeah, it was originally a Christian seminary with Bible-believing, gospel-believing professors, every single one of them. And now it is a heretical, secularist joke, filled with tremendous intolerance and hate towards people of faith, as Christians and Jews alike. That's where they've come. But I do also believe we're going to see something else, and that is using AI, heads of corporations, companies, business owners, small and like, and the like, are going to be using AI to screen people applying for jobs to see if they were one of the participants in these hate mobs, the Jewish racist, genocidal loving hate mobs. And I think it is going to have a serious payback, against these, students, foreign and domestic, who chose to go down this terrible path of hate and vitriol against the Jewish people who've been persecuted more than any people on the face of the earth throughout history. And they deserve to be protected in the land of the free.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, one last time, make your pitch. You want them to go to pji.org and donate and grab resources.
Yeah, help folks. Help us defend the Jewish students. Help us defend those who are being trounced on by the government. You can do that. Just go to pji.org. Get your opt-out forms for your kids in public schools. Ways of protecting your kids against social workers, and much more at pji.org.
Perfect. All right, Brad, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. All right, people, you got me for the next hour. Buy my onesies. Good luck to you. We'll be back.